It's Tuesday, January 19th, 2021. I'm Noah Glick with KUNR News. Ahead of tonight's State of the State address, Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak is proposing a state budget that would reverse many of the cuts made by lawmakers last summer. KUNR's Paul Boger has more.
The proposal calls for nearly $8.7 billion in general fund spending over the next biennium, the two-year period spanning fiscal years 2022 and 23. That's roughly $187 million, or about 2% less than what state lawmakers appropriated in 2019 for the current biennium. And while the budget reflects the grim reality of the pandemic's economic fallout, Sisolak's chief of staff, Michelle White, told reporters during a press call yesterday evening that current revenue projections are more optimistic than originally predicted.
The only thing we know for certain right now is that we are in an incredibly uncertain time. The pattern we've been experiencing in the last year has been a fiscal roller coaster, and the governor knew he had to be as responsible as possible while building this budget.
Among other proposals, Sisolak's budget would restore cuts to the state's Medicaid reimbursement rate. It also calls for lawmakers to implement the state's new education funding plan in a phased-in approach. Sisolak is also expected to announce some COVID-related relief programs for businesses during his second State of the State address this evening. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
The Washoe County Health District administered roughly 770 COVID-19 vaccines to educators, childcare personnel, and medical professionals Monday. At this point, the health district has administered more than 10,000 vaccines in total. The Regional Information Center reports that a new shipment of vaccines is expected today. There are still some appointments available this week for seniors who are 70 years or older. More information is at COVID-19WashoeVaccine.com. The district reported more than 70 new cases Monday, and the death toll remains at 567 in Washoe County. Statewide, the test positivity rate remains high at roughly 21%. Nevada has had an average of 20 new deaths per day and more than 1,700 new daily cases over the last 2 weeks. Elko County reported another death over the weekend, a resident in his 20s. That brings the total death count countywide to 41. There are more than 230 known active cases across Elko County. And in California, California has become the first state to record more than 3 million known coronavirus infections. That's according to a tally Monday by Johns Hopkins University. The grim milestone wasn't entirely unexpected in a state with 40 million residents, but its speed was stunning. The state had reached 2 million reported cases by Christmas Eve. Its count far outpaces other large states, such as Texas. California also has seen more than 33,600 deaths due to COVID-19. A caseload surge that began last fall has strained hospitals. Officials warn that a recent slight downward trend could reverse when the full impact of holiday gathering transmissions is felt. New data show police in the U.S. and our region are less likely to target right-wing protesters. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
Rutabay Kishi is with the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. It tracks political violence around the world. Kishi says our regional numbers reflect national trends.
We continue to see that left-wing demonstrations face more engagement and intervention by law enforcement and more use of force more often once they do engage with demonstrators relative to the right.
Police in the Mountain West intervened in nearly 7% of left-wing demonstrations versus 3% of right-wing protests since last April. And when police engaged, they used force against left-wing protesters three-quarters of the time versus one-quarter of the time with right-wing protesters.
And this is despite quite a bit of militia activity, especially far-right militia activity that we see in the region.
Kishi's organization only recently began monitoring the U.S. following the rise in largely peaceful protests here after the police killing of George Floyd. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
Caesars Entertainment plans a $47 million renovation at the 25-year-old Silver Legacy Resort Casino in downtown Reno. The Reno Gazette Journal reports the renovation is expected to be completed by June. It involves the redesign of nearly 1,200 rooms from the 5th through 25th floors. Improvements to the rooms will include retiling bathrooms and replacing carpets and flooring. The Silver Legacy came under the Caesars Entertainment umbrella after the company was acquired by Eldorado Resorts last summer. The $17.3 billion merger makes it the largest U.S. casino company. Those are your morning news headlines for January 19th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.